you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Tonight on Nightly Pop.
And then came in and got down on one knee.
Yay!
This is American Beauty. Been filming these things, shaking the whole time.
You're like, I don't like the production. I came home for dinner. You had three guys there filming.
Okay, now I'm listening.
You're scared of spiders.
No, we're not.
What if I just throw?
No! The only thing that freaks me out more than spiders is mayonnaise. So.
More for me?
Hello, darlings. It's a splash.
No. She's becoming more and more like Mrs. Havisham.
Who the f*** are you talking
about?
Britt
from Charles Dickens' The Great Expectations.
We didn't read that.
Is she a good...
Slide to bed with us starting right now. Woo! Welcome to Nightly Pop. It's hump day. I like to do that. How are we feeling midweek?
Good. Wednesdays we wear pink.
Oh!
Look at that.
I didn't know. I usually don't subscribe to that kind of thing, but thank you. You know. All right, you guys, let's get started because J-Lo says Ben proposed while she was naked, little naked city. Apparently, she was taking a bubble bath. So we signed up, of course, in the newsletter to find out the story. Listen carefully, though, because Ben makes a cameo.
It was totally unexpected. My love came in, Ben came in, and he got down on one knee. And then he pulled out a ring, and he said, "Will you marry me?" We feel very lucky.
Work.
This is American Beauty. Been filming these things, shaking the whole time. It's just, you're rich enough. I kind of agree. Yeah, it's a little funky.
We are in a social media world. People,
yeah.
You of all people, you're Mr. YouTube Twitch guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're like, I don't like the production. I came home for dinner. You had three guys there filming.
Okay, now I'm listening.
I mean, J-Lo did say that the proposal was unexpected. Do you guys believe that?
At least in that moment, like, if I'm in the bathtub,
right.
I'm not expecting anything.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? And
right.
I'm also vulnerable, so I'll probably say yes to whatever the person's asking.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's your cheat code.
Yeah, like, yes!
Bathtubs are more vulnerable than showers.
Yes, definitely.
For sure. And probably for you guys more. Floats to the
gay
top.
Gay people?
Don't even start.
Me too.
I like that it happened weeks ago and we're just now finding out about it.
Okay, yeah, definitely.
You know?
They had their private moment.
And then they tell everybody, which a lot of people do for pregnancies, they do it for engagements, they do it for relationships. Like they hold in, let it just be their thing for a little bit. So I like that.
And then they monetize.
Yes. Start a newsletter before I announce something next. Well, you know, Ben and Jen are my favorite. They're one of my favorite celebrity couples. I only have like two.
You said the same thing about A-Rod and Jen.
No, I did not.
Yes, you did.
No, I did not.
You liked them.
No, I did not ever. I never said that about them.
You never liked them?
I never said that about them. I always said he was corny. Speaking of him, he's trying to move on with his life. I don't know if you guys saw this. He was courtside with a young lady last night. He got a lot of attention.
Good for him.
People said she looked very good, but people are still trying to find a way to clown him, even when he's trying to work.
It's a great time in sports. You have a new Masters champion. The NBA playoffs about to start. Baseball's in the full swing. People getting engaged. I mean, it's a happy time in the world. The 2-1 pitch.
He's a good sport.
I think they should guest host Nightly Pop. Yeah. That's some good chemistry they had. That was cute.
That's such an all-male show thing to do, to be like, you know what's really funny to me? The trauma that you're going through. It's so funny.
I definitely feel like that is a very straight male way of dealing with feelings, sure. Is to just make fun of your friend.
Yeah.
I feel like these guys might know each other well enough so we're... A-Rod's not going to be mad about this necessarily, but he is okay. And like I said, so last night he went to a basketball game. He was courtside. The girl was laughing. Beautiful girl. And so I think he's fine. He's moved on. So he's
good.
He bounced back.
Wait, how did J-Lo and him end? Was it bad?
Baby, this is an entertainment show. We not going to rehash. 3-month-old, 4-month-old news.
I'll Google it.
Good. All right, you guys. If you think Mariah Carey is ever going to tone down her diva ways, you're very mistaken. She celebrated a milestone like everybody.
Hello, darlings.
Okay. Say hello.
Hello, darlings.
No.
It's a splash. You were wondering what a splash was. Here it is. First of all, do you like the ensemble? I'm not going to tell you who makes it, but you like him.
She does look like a mermaid.
She looks gorgeous. Maybe she's just forgotten that you're not supposed to wear gowns into a hot tub.
Oh, I don't think she forgot.
This isn't the first time she's done it. No. She's, and I'm saying this in the nicest way possible, becoming more and more like Mrs. Havisham. Like, it's getting a little...
Wait, who is Mrs. Havisham?
I don't think I know who that is
either. She's kind of like Pip's weird pseudo-mother.
Who's Pip's?
Yeah.
Who the f*** are you talking
British?
About? Who is Mrs. Havisham and Pips?
It's from Charles Dickens' The Great Expectations.
Oh.
We didn't read that.
Is she like a...
Talk about some TikToks or something.
There's three English teachers watching the show being like, yes, a joke for me.
And the funny thing is, I did read the book.
Yeah, everybody
and
read the book.
Movie.
Remember she had the wedding dress that she kept and she would wear, and the wedding cake was in her, like, living room, and that was the whole thing.
Mrs. Havisham. Yes. And she was, okay.
Who was she in relation to Gwyneth Paltrow in the movie?
Okay. We're awful. What the hell were we talking about?
Know. Oh, Mariah Carey.
Mariah Carey. You got me on 1939 over here.
Read the book. They forgot.
So Mariah obviously has a trend of wearing dresses in the pool. I feel like this is something that she did in a video and was like, you know what? This looks really cool. And I think dresses in pools and guys in suits in pools in photo shoots look really cool.
But on live.
In a photo shoot, right?
Yeah. In a photo shoot,
you know, doesn't it?
Because it's like obscure.
I want to do my engagement photos like that.
That's great.
Like in a pool and he's in a suit and it's showing his chest and it's like, you know.
And you're just holding him underwater.
You know my heart.
I like this.
Yes, that's how we start out in a headlock. All right, you guys. We love when celebrities take on their own ridiculous rumors. So Scarlett Johansson was on the Skim 9to5-ish podcast denying one place she's never done the dirty.
There was a rumor that went around for a very long time that said that I had sex in an elevator, but I always thought that was outrageous. And also, I always was like thinking to myself, that would be tough. It's a very short period. And the logistics of that seem so... unappealing to me.
That's disappointing.
Yeah, it was supposedly with Benicio del Toro. I think that's what
that was the guy.
That was a rumor going on about me, I'd be like, I f*** that guy. Benicio del Toro is one of
Benicio.
I don't even know what species Benicio del Toro is. He's like better than human. It's crazy. He's so handsome.
He's very. It's just not even about his looks. There's something about him. In Sicario, bitch.
Oof.
Benicio is a. Forget about it.
Kill my
family. Especially in the second one.
Kill my family.
Kill my whole family.
Oh my God.
For a chance to.
Not your mom. I love her.
No, for one.
You instead.
For an elevator ride, I'd do it. All right.
Have you ever had sex in an elevator?
Probably.
By the way, if anybody on set, Zach would have, for sure.
I mean, I was in a blackout most of my 20s, so I can't deny it. But I feel like there'd be footage, A.
If it, well, yeah.
You know, aren't there cameras in like all elevators?
Well, somebody might be watching it daily. You know, you never know. And this was never released.
Do I like that?
Yeah.
Where's the craziest public place you've had sex?
Mine was not an elevator. I what can tell it? You that. An escalator.
Stop.
You're worried about your shoelaces getting caught.
Stop.
Woo! All right, we gotta take a break, but coming up, Kim Kardashian faces her terrifying fear of spiders. Mine too, girl. Okay, and Ellen is there to help a little bit. That's next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back to Nightly Pop. So we all have a phobia, all right?
Yes. Heterophobia.
But most of us do not talk about them in the middle or face them in the middle of an interview. Today, Ellen had a big surprise for Kim Kardashian. It did not go well.
Funny. It's fun.
Yeah.
You know, it's so fun to be scared. You know, no one's scared.
I'm not going
to
scare you. Okay. But I do want to help you get over something because you're scared.
No. No, no, no.
You're scared of spiders.
No, we're not. We're absolutely not. You're not doing this to me. I'm never going to get over it.
It's not loose. It's not a loose spider.
No! No. We've been through this before. I don't care. I don't care to get over my fear.
If I hold it?
I don't care to get over my fear. Absolutely not.
What if I just hold it?
No. No. No.
What if I just throw
it? No! Stop! Stop!
It's not real. There's nothing.
Bye, everyone.
I don't like that. I do love a prank. I love watching them and I love playing them. I do not like being the butt of them.
Yeah.
But I love a prank.
We've made the spider mistake on Nina before on
really?
The show. It's a mistake. It's not a prank. It's a mistake. We learned our lesson.
I would never prank Nina.
That's you say that, but guess what?
Smart guy.
Never. My dad recently pranked my mother. This is so mean. And he sent me the video. It's so mean. He found this video on YouTube that is a fake news report that said, like, the apocalypse was here, basically. Like, yeah. And then he played it, and it said basically it started in L.A. And they're up north. They're in the Bay Area. So he plays, and it's like, you know, like, get into a shelter.
No.
And my mom is on a cane. And she walks in, and he's like, Phyllis, look what's going on. And she freaked out. He videotaped and she's like, we gotta get to Nina. And no. She's like, apparently she threw the cane at my father.
Good.
After the prank. But yes,
great.
Phobias that Ellen could prank on you, what would be yours, Zach?
Man, I mean, truly spiders and snakes are
your phobia.
Yeah, and then not to be gay again, but sports are right up.
Hunter, same.
Just being on Ellen's staff.
That was good. The only thing that freaks me out more than spiders is mayonnaise, so.
Oh, yeah.
More for me?
You guys, let's talk about game nights. They're supposed to be fun, but when you're with the crew for Married at First Sight, things go dark pretty fast. So Lindsay had been poking Mark all weekend, but one question took it too far.
Next question. Who is most likely to lie to their friends about their sex life in their relationship?
Lindsay.
Wait, Mark, why do you say Lindsay?
Because I'm telling them it's good.
Damn, dog.
Oh! Oh, no, why they turn
Lindsay,
around?
Lindsay, come on, man. My husband is kind of selfish in bed. That's not the way to do it.
Why do you say Lindsay? Mark has the floor, please.
I feel she would maybe paint a picture that I maybe wouldn't agree with and talk about in a way that I would talk about differently.
Okay, that's fair.
Oh!
So, Lindsay's,
what would you do if your partner told everybody at a game night that you were bad in bed?
I'd gaslight her. I'd make everyone think she's crazy. I'd start saying like, look at the way she's cackling. There's no way she's being honest.
I would kill my partner if they did something like that.
Oh my God, in a heartbeat.
I can't fathom doing it, I don't think.
Yeah.
And if it came to that, I mean, the relationship is near its end.
You do not respect this person.
No.
Or really care about them.
Right.
To do something like this. It's not unusual that men don't know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In the bedroom. It's not unusual. Not you, Zach.
I know. Hey, Hunter.
Yeah.
Me?
Well, we know Zach know what he's doing.
I definitely know my way around a
same, bitch. Let's move on because a brand new season of 90 Day Fiancé kicks off this Sunday. And you know we've got a sneak peek. And let's just say Jabiri's mom totally loves his fiancé Miona's thirst traps.
I'm not saying that she needs to cover up all the time at all. But based on what we have seen on social media about Miona, he's wearing things that seem to attract attention that I think would be sexual attention. That makes me uncomfortable.
Mom, let me explain this for you. The half-naked pictures on Instagram, that's a persona, but that's not the person that you're gonna meet.
I wanna make sure that she's respectful in our house.
It's strange for me having my mom talk to me about Miona and trying to control the way she dresses. My mom's from Portland, Oregon, and grew up going to nude beaches with my grandma.
Weird argument to make there.
Your son decided to wife her and be with her. Like, why are you pressed? If he's not worried about it, you definitely shouldn't be.
Yeah, I agree completely.
I don't think my mom would like it, though, either. Like, I think if my mom was like, who are you dating? She saw
her
Instagram.
Her this?
Yeah, like, if I couldn't find a photo without cleavage, my mom would be a little bit like, really, Hunter? And I go, wait till
you... Yeah, but your mom likes me.
She does like you, but we don't have a choice with that, you know?
Yeah. I loved all the pictures of her. I think she's gorgeous,
yeah,
and she should wear whatever.
Yeah, I was about to ask for her
hat. Yeah.
Because she looked good. Sorry, mm-hmm. Mom. You know you was a thotty. All right, you guys. We have to take another break, but coming up, we get to the bottom of the strangest celebrity Google results we've ever seen. Search Party is next. Pops of celebrities are subjected to all sorts of weird behavior. Mm. Even their Google searches are not safe. So let's play a little search party. Okay, so the rules of the game are easy. I'll give you a Google search and you tell me what the top result is. Pretty easy, guys.
Okay.
You ready? It's Zach versus Hunter.
Good luck, Zach. I'm kind of the king of games here.
Okay. You're Zach. Definitely a fool.
Oh.
I do not disagree.
Competition. You're a game. You're like me. You get vicious with games.
That's why I don't like to play them.
Oh, like, my gosh, it just came out.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm like that, too. Oh, Hunter, you might be in trouble. Okay, first up, what is the top result when you type Harry Styles once 8? Is it an airplane, a man's face, or his twin brother?
C, his twin brother.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, what is your guess? You guys gave me your guess. Hunter was a little quicker. Let's see the reveal.
Oh, is there a speed element?
Is that the correct answer?
Right? Is that what you're saying? Yeah. Of course he didn't eat a f***ing airplane.
But he could eat my face if he's down.
Yeah, all right.
I know that's right. All right, you guys, that might be weird, but this is a little weirder. What's the top search when you type, has Beyonce ever tried to? Is it A, punch a bird, B, become Spider-Man, or C, steal the Mona Lisa?
A.
What do we think? Oh.
Sorry.
No.
Wow, that was fast. I'm going to say C, steal the Mona Lisa based on their music video at the Louvre.
Oh, coming with the facts and the research. Let's see who got it. Punch a bird.
Oh.
Why would someone Google that? All right, you guys, we got to move on to my main man, Chris Evans. What is the top result when you search, when will Chris Evans go? Is it A, to college, B, on a world tour, C, bald,
C,
D, Nina's house.
Ah!
No, the last one wasn't in there.
Definitely C.
Definitely A.
Okay, well, we got a lot of definitely. Who's right? That's what I would Google too.
Right? I don't care if he goes to college. I don't care if he can read, you know?
I just want him to have a backup option in case acting doesn't work out.
All right, you got one. Thank you. Thank you. You got two. All right, let's see what we do with this one. This wouldn't be the tiebreaker, okay? Finally, onto the country music portion of our searches.
Good.
Why are you laughing?
Great. Awesome.
What fills in when you type Carrie Underwood's knees half? Is it A, a gold record, B, siblings, or C, eyes?
C.
I do think it's C as well, but I want to win this, and if we tie, I don't win. So I'm going to say it's definitely siblings.
Let's see who's correct. It's
Yes!
Wait, do we get an explanation for that?
So apparently people came to see baby's faces in her knees.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
crazy. So they do kind of have eyes. Wait, what did I say?
You said eyes.
You said eyes.
Do babies not have eyes?
That's a good point.
Well, it is technically tied. We need a deal breaker. So
okay,
what do you think comes up when I put in does Hunter march?
Does Hunter march?
Mm-hmm.
I would say have a girlfriend.
That's good.
Does Hunter March have a girlfriend as the first?
Damn!
But I want to be fair and say that I do Google myself daily. So that's not.
Can I also give you the other two that came
up? Yes.
Does Hunter March wear a hearing aid? Is it the ears?
What the That's offensive. Do you think I need a hearing aid? Look at the way these things are angled. It's ultrasonic, baby.
And the next one is, does Hunter March eat the cakes?
I want to answer this one because I feel like it's a question I get asked a lot because of Sugar Rush.
Oh. But
is that what it is?
Is it?
I'm sure it's because of Sugar Rush.
Is it?
But I just want to say I definitely eat. Yes, 1,000%. I love it.
I think I have to give it to Hunter.
Give it to Hunter.
He's revealing a lot today, but yeah. Zach, you are always a prize in our book.
Thank you.
All right, you guys, that is all the time we have for tonight. Make sure you are setting your DVRs.
Yeah.
We will see you tomorrow. Bye.